Some of the protesters at the Democratic convention come from right down the street. Chicago is home to the nation's largest population of Palestinian Americans, and many want an end to Israel's war in Gaza. NPR's Sandhya Dirks visited a Chicago community known as Little Palestine.
Bridgeview looks like any other Chicago suburb, except many of the store signs are in Arabic. Restaurants, jewelry stores, nut and spice shops. Locals call this Little Palestine. In the main shopping strip, an electronic billboard flashes, not with advertisements, but with one number, 40,000, the latest death toll from Gaza, according to the Gaza Health Ministry.
I think all of us are struggling with the fact that there's this sort of celebratory atmosphere around the DNC.
That's Thayer Ahmad. He says his community is trapped in perpetual mourning. He's a doctor who volunteered in Gaza earlier this year. It was devastating, he says.
This community, when we say it's mourning and grieving, it's because we are so locked into what's happening that we know the names of the families that have been killed. We know the stories. We know about the twins that were 3 days old and killed in an airstrike.
The Biden administration says Israel has a right to defend itself. Vice President Harris has echoed that. She's also said she won't be silent about the rising Palestinian death toll. But critical care nurse Hamza Abdulkader says words don't stop bombs. He points to the $3.5 billion more in military aid the U.S. is set to release to Israel.
Until a candidate comes out and actually says, you know what, enough's enough. We're no longer going to fund this genocide, this ethnic cleansing, this absolute destruction, these war crimes, these human rights violations. It doesn't matter.
President Biden and Israel reject the idea that what's happening in Gaza is a genocide or that Israel is committing war crimes. The International Court of Justice says it is plausible that Israel has violated the terms of the Genocide Convention. Biden says he's working towards a ceasefire, but obstacles remain high. For his part, former President Trump has criticized Biden for not supporting Israel enough, and he's vowed to crush the pro-Palestinian movement on college campuses. Shuruk Karkara is part of that movement. She was in an encampment protest at DePaul University this spring.
Now we have the DNC coming. That's the most biggest thing that we have. But I'm desensitized to it, in a sense. Like, what more can I do?
She'll be out again protesting this week, but she says sometimes she feels hopeless.
It's almost like nobody's hearing us. Like, we're out on the streets, like, every weekend, you know, and it's like, okay, like, we're here. Can you guys at least just look at us? Just look at us.
This community also has schools with many Palestinian-American students. Tammy Ismail is a principal at an Islamic school here. She says many of the children have family members who have been killed or gone missing, and they come to school grieving.
It is very hard to keep students hopeful when they feel that those who have the power are completely ignoring the worst thing they've ever seen. As an adult, I don't have the answers because I feel the exact same way.
Thayer Ahmad, the doctor we heard earlier, he says these are the stories he wants Democrats to acknowledge.
There's no music that can be played as, you know, Vice President Harris walks out that's going to drown out the sounds of our voices.
They don't just want to be heard. They want someone to do something to stop the killing. Sandhya Dirks, NPR News,